Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Paddington in Peru is a delightful live-action and CGI adventure comedy. The CGI, that is, the computer-generated imagery, is embodied in the title character, that lovable, polite, and kindly bear with a British accent, Paddington, voiced wonderfully by Ben Whishaw. In the latest film franchise, Paddington returns to his roots in Peru, intending to visit his beloved Aunt Lucy, voiced endearingly by Imelda Staunton. Aunt Lucy resides at the home for retired bears. Traveling with Paddington is his host family, the Browns. Father Henry, sagacious Hugh Bonneville, Mother Mary, charming Emily Mortimer, and their two children, Judy, Madeline Harris, and Jonathan, Samuel Jocelyn. When they arrive at the retirement home, the Reverend Mother, played by Olivia Colman, who is in charge of the facility, informs them that Aunt Lucy has disappeared. Paddington and the Brown family charter a riverboat on the Amazon into the rainforest to search for Aunt Lucy. The boat skipper is none other than Antonio Banderas, assisted by his daughter Gina, played by Carla Toos. Unbeknownst to Paddington and the family, the boat captain has an ulterior motive. He wants to search for the lost kingdom of El Dorado and its cachet of gold. Paddington in Peru is a very smart adventure comedy. After all, Paddington is a very smart bear. The Paddington theatrical motion picture franchise, which includes Paddington, released in 2014, and Paddington 2, released in 2017, is based on the children's novels by Michael Bond, with some 29 Paddington books published from 1958 to 2018. The movie Paddington in Peru brings the story full circle. Paddington is from Peru. He was sent by his Aunt Lucy to the United Kingdom with not much more than a jar of marmalade. The Brown family found him at Paddington Station, hence his name. Paddington in Peru is directed by Dougal Wilson in his feature film directorial debut. The British cast, most of whom are returning for the sequel, is bristlingly excellent. In supporting roles are Julie Walters and Jim Broadbent. In an uncredited cameo is Hugh Grant. He was Phoenix Buchanan from Paddington 2. Paddington in Peru is frequently laugh-out-loud funny with slapstick, sight gags, and humorous dialogue. Scenes in the Browns' London home and at their retirement home in Peru have a certain charm. Action scenes on the Amazon and in the rainforest provide thrills and chills. Paddington is adorable. The red fisherman-style hat and blue hooded toggle duffel coat are so United Kingdom. The computer-generated imagery of Paddington is superb. The detail in the bear's eyes, fur, facial expressions, and mannerisms is amazing. Paddington, as a CGI character, is fully integrated into the scenes with the human actors. Paddington in Peru concludes with a close-up of the original tag, quote, "Please look after this bear. Thank you." The filmmakers of Paddington in Peru are doing just that with this delightful movie and franchise. It's a film that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Paddington in Peru is MPAA rated PG for action, mild, rude humor, and some thematic elements. Opening March 14, Black Bag rated R. Steven Soderbergh directs Michael Fassbender, Gustav Skarsgård, Cate Blanchett, and Pierce Brosnan in the spy thriller. An intelligence agent must choose between his wife, also a spy, and the nation. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.